What a happy, happy, happy song. That was a feeling. You're here on Saturday night on Inspire Nation. I can confirm that Gabriella is in the house and she'll be talking to us in exactly 6 minutes. And she's going to tell us all about taking massive action and pushing our mind and our body to an extreme. And I can't wait to hear the story. I am so excited that she's here. It's unbelievable because it's just going to be amazing. I know it. Now, we've been talking about this all day. We've been talking about, are you on the cause side of things? Are you on the effect side of things? That's the question you want to ask yourself. Do you want to be a blamer? Do you want to be someone that says but a lot? Yes? Or do you want to take responsibility? Now, as I said, some of you are going to have to turn your life upside down to get out of the situation you're in. Fact, it's going to happen. Remember, the more resistance from people, the better the idea. Yes? And you know what? Remember what I always say on this show, there's no such thing as failure, only feedback. So you can only learn from a situation. I'll repeat that. There's no such thing as failure, only feedback. So whatever situation you're in, you are responsible for that. You take responsibility, you take focus, you make the opportunities happen, you get that job you want to get, you start that business you want to have, you have that amazing relationship you want to have. And you know what? If you're putting everything in, remember, no such thing as failure. Only feedback. The relationship doesn't work out. Guess what? Move on. Stop spending all that time pretending that everything is right when it's wrong. Yes? And the same for a business. The same for anything in life. If the situation is wrong, learn from it. Move on. So many people waste all their time in relationships that are wrong, wanting to convince themselves that they're right. Yes? That's because we're sold a fairy tale when we're younger, and that gets imprinted in us. Yes? And we're going to talk a little bit about that later on with Gabriella, who took massive action about that too. So you can get your questions in. You've got 5 minutes. Get your questions in. I know Gabriella's already turned out with two. One of them we know. The other one we're not sure about. So you can email it again. Yes, you can email me here on elliotk@playvibes.com. That's E-L-L-I-O-T-K-A-Y @playvibes.com. And you can also text on 07934-540-302. Of course, you can get in the chat room as well. Yes, remember, I'm working my audition for X Factor. So, you know, anything when I start saying, don't say anything. Yes, that's for my audition. So you can keep telling me how well I'm doing on that. Okay, so because Simon Cowell, here I come for the 16 to 21 category. Because, yes, I am only 16. Mm-hmm. And if you believe that, you believe anything. Excellent. So keep all everything coming in. The good news is we have another hour of this. The good news is we've got Gabriella to tell us our amazing story. I can't wait to hear. So I'm going to play a song, right? And this is a song that seems to feature every week. Yes, you regular listeners will know about it because I always go low, 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 low. Yes, you know that song's coming on. So you know what to do in your bedroom. You need to get low because where Gabriella's been geographically, you don't get much lower. So I think it's a very appropriate introduction for Gabriella. So when we come back from that, Gabriella's going to be with me.
Good evening, Elliot.
Good evening, Gabriella. I think you need to move closer to the microphone.
Good evening, everybody.
Good, as you see that. Good evening, everybody. You know that lovely Italian accent you have there. Very, very. Welcome to Play Vibes.
Do I?
Yes, it's a lovely accent. How you doing? Welcome to Play Vibes.
Thank you. Welcome to
Inspire Nation. Thank you for coming here on a Saturday night where you could be partying, raving, getting low, 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 low.
Thank you for inviting me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So, I've heard a little bit about your story.
Yes.
Yes, and I know there's lots of people out there who want to hear all your story.
Okay.
Unfortunately, we have an hour, though.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah, you think an hour's enough?
Yes, we'll be short and to the point.
Short, sweet, and concise.
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. That's the way we like it here on PlayVibes.com. You're listening to Inspire Nation. Remember, I've got my niece here who's 9. She's going to come on and do another jingle later. And also, I've got Gabriella here in the studio. So, Gabriella, wow. We met recently in a seminar, and you told me a little about your story, and we've since connected, which is fantastic. I'm so happy about that. Tell me, before we get on to your expedition, tell me a little bit about you. Who are you? Who are you as a person? Who are you?
Okay, I'm a name with a very long name.
Would you like to pronounce it in Italian?
Yes, I will pronounce it. My surname is quite long and also sometimes it's difficult for Italian people too.
Oh, really?
It's Guglielminotti Trivel. It's a mouthful, yes.
Guglielminotti Trivel?
Yes.
Is that good?
Yeah, Guglielminotti.
Okay, let's carry on. We'll have elocution lessons over here.
Okay, I come from Turin in Italy, in the north part of Italy, northwest.
Turin, is that that's where Juventus are?
Yes, exactly, and where the Olympic Games were held two years ago already. Yes, yeah. 2006.
The Olympic Games.
The Winter Olympics.
Ah, Winter Olympics. So it's very cold in Turin.
As there are the Olympics now. Now, just mentioned the Winter Olympics in Turin 2006.
Excellent, excellent. So, and you've been living in the UK?
Yes, I moved to London in 1998.
Okay, so about 11 years?
Well, it's over 10 years now, yes.
Right.
Good. So time flies.
Time flies. And what is it you did? Because I remember when you approached me, you told me a little bit about you. I know you've taken massive action in many areas of your life.
Yes.
And also when you were sitting there and I was summing up some of the show, talking about some issues about relationships and
yes.
stuff like that, you kind of were like, ugh. So tell our listeners, because we've been talking today about being on the cause side, being on the effects. Last week we were talking about making excuses for not
yes.
doing things. So tell us a little bit, how did you get to where you are today? Tell us a little bit about
very,
it.
Very, very important to be on the cause side.
Yes.
And I can actually say that I talk out of experience, because if I am where I am now, it's because of I was completely at the on the other side, at effect.
On the effect side of things. Brilliant.
Side, yes.
Well, not brilliant that you were, but brilliant.
No, but brilliant because it was a big lesson. And,
okay.
It was going through that pain that I kind of woke up and decided to be on the cause side.
So tell us a little bit about the wake up. Tell me about the wake up.
Well, basically, very simply, what happened to me, I came to UK and then I
yep.
got married and my life was kind of sorted, as it seems to be.
Sorted?
Sorted,
mate, isn't it? Sorted, yeah,
exactly.
Geezer. You know, for our international listeners, that means it was going, supposedly everything was in place.
Yes, and
yes.
From the outside it looked very established.
Okay,
so
good.
Married, good. With work and
so married
friends.
With a good job, lots of friends.
Yeah, friends, and everything seems to be fine on the surface, but inside I was dying.
Oh, wow, that's big.
And it took me a while to realize that.
Yeah, well, okay, tell us a little bit about the dying side of things.
Well, I was just feeling inside I wasn't using my potential, and
okay.
I was just that feeling of anguish that would pop up the least expected moment. And you repress it because you don't realize you have it, and then that comes back.
Uh-huh.
So I think, oh, I start noticing it. And up to a point where I realized that there was something really wrong, especially possibly more than the professional side that wasn't satisfying for me. I was working in
okay.
the travel industry.
Oh, yes.
It was my relationship, my married life wasn't really happy, and I felt it wasn't going anywhere.
So you were working in a job you weren't happy in.
Yes.
You're in a relationship you weren't happy in. Did you go through the whole, I was talking before to our listeners, and did you go through the whole phase of convincing yourself, no, things are right?
Yes.
You
yes,
did that. You
absolutely.
Did that.
And I was justifying that what I was doing, it was okay, it was in line with my capabilities, with
yep.
what I was doing before. And I was just justifying every day that, it was normal to be maybe not completely happy,
okay.
et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
So it's normal not to be happy. You
exactly.
convince yourself
excuses.
That it's normal. Ah, there we are, excuses. That it's normal not to be happy. You know, it's normal to hate the job, and it's normal to be in an unhappy relationship.
Yes, and then also
okay.
you think, well, yeah, but everybody has got problems in relationship. Everybody,
yeah.
nobody's perfect. All this type of crap.
Well, I'm sorry, because I am perfect.
sorry,
I take great offense to that. Okay, no, of course, nobody is perfect. That's very true. Yes, so good. So tell us the wake up.
Yeah, the wake up was that things went worse and worse and worse.
Okay.
Because we are justifying, and we are kind of going to the hypnosis of everyday life, convincing ourselves that's fine, okay, that's fine,
yeah,
like
we can
that,
accept that, yeah.
Then it means we don't pay attention, so God, the universe, destiny, call it whatever you want to call
yep.
it, somebody
yep.
or some entity who knows a bit better than you, the little you, finds a way to wake you up.
Okay, so was it an aha moment for you? Was like
no, it was basically everything collapsed around myself,
okay.
around me. The
Ooh.
Professional life, because I was made redundant.
Oh dear!
And so I couldn't really cling on that anymore.
Yeah.
The relationship was going worse and worse
with
and
your husband.
Yeah, with my husband. And
okay.
being at home, it was even worse.
Of course.
And so I started having a kind of panic attacks and becoming
really
almost suicidal.
Wow. And, okay.
And that was an aha moment because I thought, I felt sorry for myself, and I thought, what am I doing to myself?
Yeah.
How did I brought myself
to this?
To this. How did I manage that?
Wow.
And that was, and I remember one day I was looking out of the window, and I felt so appealed to going out of the window.
Uh-huh.
And I thought,
Do you mean literally a window? Do you mean a window of opportunity?
No. Literally looking out of the window. Okay. And feeling appealing, you know, jumping out of the window.
Wow.
And I thought, this is not right. This must be something that is not right.
Yeah. Yes.
I had to do something.
Well, I'm glad you decided that it isn't right. You know, because here you are, which is great.
There's something that is not, that has to be changed. And it was, I think what really shook the inner core of myself, it was catching myself thinking that, contemplating suicide, which is something that I would never, ever, ever thought in my life. It could be a solution to escape from a situation. And I thought, no, there's no way I'm going to give in. There's no way I can go down this line. There's
brilliant.
No possibility.
That's brilliant. So you came to that moment where, like, I have a choice, either to pay bluntly, kill myself, or I make massive changes. Would that be right?
That was the beginning of the awakening.
Yes, yes.
It was just being shocked by my thought.
That you actually thinking
like
about
it. I was something else than the thought. It was something. It's like I became aware of the observer in myself.
Okay, so you became an observant. Yes.
Yeah, and all of a sudden I was observing my thoughts.
Ah.
And I could. That allowed me to become aware of the thought that was going in my mind, and I thought, "Oh my God, what's that?"
Yeah. Wow.
I don't like that.
It's not nice, is it?
No.
Okay.
So I think that was the moment where the breaking point. The point of no return when I realized, this isn't going nowhere.
So this is going nowhere. Great. Well, we're going to play a quick song.
Yeah.
And that's a great moment to leave it. So we're going to pick that up. So, this is going nowhere. Everyone out there, we've been talking about this situation throughout the last hour and throughout the last weeks. You get to a situation where you feel you're going nowhere. Question is, Gabriella, what did you do? And we'll find out after this song.
With Elliot K on playvibes.com. Get ready to be inspired.
There you go. And that was my lovely niece, who's 9 years old, ladies and gentlemen. 9 years old. She's just made her second radio debut. And she's exciting. She's getting all shy and blushed. And she's walking out very like, ooh. But she did amazing there. So thank you very much, Bethany, my lovely, lovely niece. So I've got Gabriella here. Guys, if you like what she's saying, you have a question for her, you can text it. You can email it. Text number is 07-934-540-302. Or you can email it on elliotk@playvibes.com. Or you can get in the chat room and ask live. We can respond live. You do that by going on to the live chats. You click on it. You put your email in. You create a login. You get a confirmation email. And then you can talk to us. Yes? There you go. So here we go. So Gabrielle was a very sort of interesting moment in her life. She lost her job. Her relationship was going downhill. She was stuck at home, looking out the window, ready to jump.
Yes.
And then she made a decision that she was ready to kill herself. And then she's like, wait a minute, I hate this. This is rubbish. And this was the beginning. So tell us from there what came.
Well, yes. What happened was I accepted a job that I couldn't care less, just for getting out.
Uh-huh.
Escaping.
It was an escape. Okay.
From the problems in the marriage. And of course it didn't work out. I became... spent sleepless night, spending the night hallucinating and stuff like that.
Hallucinating?
Yes.
Were you taking any drugs?
No. It was pure adrenaline.
Okay.
And I think it was an interesting time for me because it really taught me how we can drag ourselves into a pit.
Yes.
And how we can become so sorry for ourselves.
Yes.
That we can, because we create all this.
Yes, true.
And,
right? Did you hear that, people? We create all this.
And I realized that, of course, later on. But it's so important when you really realize that everything you are is because somehow, at some point in your life, unconsciously or consciously, you decided to go down that line.
Yeah, which is appearing to be a bit very controversial today on this show, which is good, because we like controversy. We love controversy.
Good. Yeah, well, life is all a paradox anyway. So
exactly. So, yes, carry on.
So basically, I got into this job that I couldn't care less, and my situation became worse. Then I wasn't confirmed, so I was, again, jobless.
Okay.
Then there was the celebration, big celebration of my ex-husband. He was celebrating that year. It was his 50th birthday.
50th.
And there was big party planned in the same place in Italy where we had our wedding party. And now thinking about that, it was kind of surreal because it was me an actress playing a part because in front of all these people who flew from UK to Italy for this big party.
Okay.
And I had to, even in front of my family, play a part. Well, I say I had, because at the time I was a defect.
Okay.
I wasn't aware.
Yes.
So in my mind, I had to do that.
Yes, of course.
And I was simply an actress, like most of us are sometimes. And we convince ourselves that is our true self, and it's not. It's really not.
So
the situation. Okay, finished of the party, came back to UK, and the situation really collapsed.
Got
became
worse.
So bad that the turning point was my dear husband.
Ex-husband,
yes, played through a tantrum that was worse than usual in the middle of a supermarket.
Oh, really?
And I felt. I think that was the bottom of my life.
Okay.
It was the lowest possible moment because it wasn't so much feeling embarrassed in front of the people around. I felt embarrassed towards in front of myself.
Okay.
And that was the second haha moment where inside myself I said, okay, Gabri, this is it. We're going nowhere. This is it. This has to change. That's over.
Okay.
And I was walking like in a surreal film up and down the aisles of the supermarket, and I was feeling like a zombie, and I was feeling I was somewhere else, and it was just like a dead body walking.
Wow.
And I realized by then that everything was over, and I had to take action, massive
action.
Action,
okay.
And I was terrified.
Yeah, well, it's when you step out of a space where you've been, and you've been on that side of things, and the blaming, and it's this, and you suddenly step into new space. It's a scary moment.
My God, it was scary.
Okay, tell us a little bit about what went through your head when you like, I need to take. But did you know how you're going to do it?
No, I was just terrified by the sheer thought that everything was over, because in my mind at the time, the marriage in itself, it was like my kind of anchor.
Yes,
my only
negative anchor, but it was an anchor.
Well, with anchor, I mean like a buoy. If you are floating in the middle of the ocean,
okay,
it's your
gotcha.
Buoy. You cling on it
because
you think there's nothing else out there for you.
Yep.
So I'm alone in UK, and I just came to this country because I met this man, you know, years ago, and that was it. So I was the idea of being completely on my own.
Yeah.
And not really having an income. The marriage was over. I had to sort the whole thing.
Yeah.
And also, I soon discovered that all the relationships, the old friends we had, I thought they were friends of mine as well, they kind of disappeared. So I was completely on my own.
Wow.
And I have to say, it was the scariest moment of my life. It was.
Okay.
And
tell us what happened after.
Yes.
So scariest moment, completely feeling alone. Tell us about moving from there.
Yes. What it was, the turning point for me inside, it was for the first time in my life, I said to myself, Gabri, stand still. Stand in your ground. Don't panic. Just stand. Be there and not escape. Don't deny your feeling.
Yeah.
Just accept. And I never done that before in my life. It was something that I never thought it was possible.
Right.
Yeah, so because we think, you see, most of the time we think we have to do something.
Yes.
Sometimes we don't have to do anything. We just have to be.
Yeah.
It's a big thing, especially in our society, which everything where everything is so superficial.
Yes.
And we identify with ourselves with what we do, with what we say, with the friends we have.
Yeah. So we kind of live our life through other people a little bit.
Yes.
Yes.
And the thing is, when everything collapses, what do you do?
That's a very good question.
And I never found myself in a situation like that before in my life. And I never even envisaged that that could happen to me.
Okay.
So it was all of a sudden, there was the desert around me, and I couldn't hide behind anything.
Exposed. Completely yes. And utterly exposed.
I give you an image. Do you know the Sahara Desert?
Yes. Not personally, but yes.
There's nothing.
Nothing for miles and miles.
So I felt like in the middle of the Sahara Desert, standing there under the scorching sun. no help, no water, no nothing, no umbrella, nothing.
Nothing.
Just me there with the pure me. And that was just, it was very difficult to stand there. And it was in that moment where I said to myself, stand still, stand
okay.
Your ground. Don't go anywhere. Don't panic. Don't think you will disappear. You will die. Nothing. Just stay there. And it was that moment that, figuratively speaking,
yeah.
It meant to me, you have to look into yourself.
Okay.
And you have to get rally your power. So little by little, you as painful as it was, I started recollecting my energy
uh-huh.
And realized that I kind of left behind so many parts of me, so many bits of me.
Yes.
And it was collecting those little bits that were scattered, God knows where. I started putting together again my identity.
Yes, who you were.
Yes.
Rediscovering as well who you were.
Yeah. And it was shocking because I realized how many things in all those years that I moved from Italy to UK and living with this person.
Yeah.
No blame on him. I decided unconsciously to leave everything
behind. To accept
this,
yes.
Because I wanted to comply. I wanted to be part of this society. I wanted to please him
yeah.
Or anybody. And it was a kind of a survival instinct.
Yes.
We all have that. But that doesn't mean we have to renounce ourselves.
Absolutely.
So I done that unconsciously. So I was completely at effect and I was unaware of it.
Okay.
So now thinking backwards is, my God, I'm so thankful for
that
all that.
Wow, okay. So listen, guys, if you've got any questions here for Gabby, who's got an amazing story, we're going to actually progress from here. We're going to have a quick song, and then we're going to come back and hear from there how this led to your expedition, okay, to the Antarctic. Okay, massive action there. So you can send, there's a couple of questions that have come through already, but we'll address that once we've discussed the Antarctic. But if you've got any questions, guys, you can text me on 07934-540302. You can also email us, and that's on elliotk@playvibes.com. Get the questions in. She's got an amazing story. And I know there's a lot of you out there that are listening and identifying with every single aspect that she's discussing. So get your questions in. We'll be back after a little bit of Bon Jovi. Oh yeah, it's rocking here in the studio. It's Saturday night. You're listening to Inspire Nation here with Elliot Kay. And I have Gabriella here in the studio telling us an amazing, amazing story. And we've had some questions come through. By the way, let me just tell you guys, if you like what you hear tonight, okay, on Play Vibes, there are also so many other programs to listen to on this station. So get on the website, have a look at the timetable. I know Tuesday there's a couple of live coaching programs, and as well there's so many talented DJs, there's so many talented people here in the Play Vibes family. So get yourself on the website, look through the timetable, and commit to listening to at least two other shows, because I know I have an amazing following here. Great, stay with me, but I also want to share you with the other DJs and presenters on this station. So get onto the website, have a look at the timetable, and get yourself listening to two other shows minimum, and then email me and tell me what you thought. Gabby.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming here on a Saturday night.
Very welcome.
Thank you very much. It's my pleasure. It's all mine. Thank you. You're adding so much value. I'm so interested by your story. In fact, you know what? I think I'm going to go this show till 11 tonight.
Okay.
I'm only joking. Okay, so we've got some questions come through, which I'd like to read out live, and
okay.
We're going to answer them. So the first one is, This is Leticia. Does your guest feel that she's now in a happy place and that she has totally moved on from the person she once was? What would you say to that?
I can say that I'm a work in progress.
Yes.
And I think we are all work in progress. And there will never be a moment when we, when I know that I will feel I'm arrived somewhere. I'm done.
Okay.
So I learned this as well on my way. Because I was, when I was in this crisis, I was thinking that one day I will be eventually out of this. And then by the developing unfolding of my life, I realized little by little that actually there isn't a perfect moment. Because it doesn't exist. There is only the now. There's only the moment you are in the moment.
The there's moment only the
you
moment
are
in the moment.
In the moment.
Excellent.
So it's always a passing moment. So you I don't think there will be a moment when I think I'm done. I'm okay. Now I'm perfectly happy. And then anyway, what's happiness? Is something that is in the making, like your life.
So continuous work in progress.
Yes.
Staying focused.
So to answer the question, no, I don't feel I'm completely happy. I'm happy to be the way I am now. Yes, I am, because I'm appreciating the journey.
Yeah.
That's what makes the difference. And between now and 2 years ago.
Okay, so this is as fresh as 2 years.
Going through this tunnel of stuff.
Yeah.
I realize that the pleasure is actually in the growth of your soul comes out of being in the moment and appreciating the little steps you do every day.
Yes.
Because it's through those little steps that then you put them all together and you have big strides, big steps.
Did you hear that, people? Little steps lead to big strides. That's a brilliant answer. Another question we've had come through is just wondering how she managed to stay positive with everything going the way it was.
Well, so. I wasn't positive at all. It was positivity. My God. I was crying my eyes off.
Okay. Off, out. Yes.
Off, out or whatever. They were like the Sahara. They became like the Sahara.
But you obviously have developed a very positive attitude now.
Yes, but now it was going through the deepest negativity.
Yes.
And lack of hope. That then you have that moment where you can't go further. You can't go anywhere. So the only way is the way up.
Okay, great. Yeah.
And so it's on the way up that you start looking down again and you realize how low you were. And so you realize, I can do this. Then I can. It's just a question of realization, of awareness, that it comes little by little. And what helped me was patience. And I felt really trapped.
Yeah.
Like an animal in the, in a cage. And I wanted out of the whole thing, and I could see that the divorce would take some time.
Yeah.
And I didn't know where to go. I didn't have an income, and the only thing that seems to me plausible was to stay where I was, waiting for the legal process to go ahead, etc.
Okay.
And I felt completely trapped, and I didn't accept it. I didn't feel positive. I felt very negative and desperate for any sort of things. But it was going through that a little bit by little, I realized my strength. And I always said to myself, in the lowest possible moment, I kept saying to myself, Gabri, stay with this. You will. I know it's horrible now, but you will use, this is for a reason, you will use this because you will be able to help others to go through something like that.
Okay.
And it's only if you have been in a situation like that, your experience on your skin, in the flesh, that is so much easier, and you can really help others to come out. So I was kind of, at the time, I didn't know what coaching is, but I was coaching myself all the time, and the strength developed on it. It was like kind of developing on its own.
Yeah,
but it took
because
me years
to realize
it. Because
you allowed it to happen.
Yes,
you weren't resistant. You were just saying, look.
I had no more. Because what happens is it's like the universe, God, destiny, fate, holy,
whatever you want to call it,
it pushes it so low that you can't do anything anymore. So you can't resist it because you have no more energy, you have no more hope, no more words, no more thoughts.
No more tears.
No, nothing.
Nothing. I have nothing to give.
Now the only way is up.
Yes.
So you start appreciating little things.
Okay, good, good. So you've kind of answered two questions in one, because another question was, what was your strength? And you've kind of answered that as well. Another question which we'll answer, and then I want to get onto the Antarctic, because I think yes. This massive leap here, and I want to hear, so you're on your way up. But another question we had was, how would she make sure that she wouldn't allow herself to fall back into that kind of place again?
Yes, that's a very good question. Thank you for that. Now, when you've been to a place of deep suffering,
yeah,
and of annihilation of yourself,
annihilation
of yourself, you know how low you can be, and yes, of course you can slip back, but once you've been there, you don't want to go back there, and yes, it can happen, but if it's going to happen, you will catch yourself doing it.
Okay.
In an easier way. Or this is what happened to me.
Yes.
Because through that process, I was thinking, oh my God, what is going to be the future for myself? Will I put myself again in the same type of relationship?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Where I will annihilate myself again?
Yeah.
And I realized that, yes, it can happen.
Okay.
But because you've been there, you will recognize it more easily. And sooner rather than later. If it took me 9 years to come out of a situation like that,
yes,
I could put myself again in that situation, but I would realize it so much quicker.
That you won't get into that situation.
And even if you get into the situation, you see it, and then you can see you've got a choice, and
yes,
you can come out of it. And that's growth.
So the only way you can end up in that situation is if you let yourself get back into that situation.
Yes.
There is no other way, really.
No. Yeah. And basically, the thing is, we have the power. We can choose every day what we do,
exactly,
what we think. So if you don't want to go in there, you don't go there.
And it's, you know, as you said, it's not. And I said this to everyone who was listening today and everyone that's been participating, everyone who hasn't. It's no one's saying it's easy.
Of course it's not.
No one's saying it's, you know, you're going to wake up going, oh, okay, I'm over this, woo, and walk around like, you know, it's not easy, but it's a conscious, it's work, it's working on yourself.
Yes.
And it's blasting through a lot of beliefs, values, everything.
Yes, and it doesn't come over, it doesn't happen overnight.
Yeah.
And it's so very true, and I lack patience sometimes. And
I think we all do.
We all do. And
yeah, me too. Even me. It's perfect.
And I think the secret is really, you know, what do? The first thing is to recognize it. Because now when I catch myself being patient, what I do, I just notice it. So
yeah.
I put myself again at course.
Okay.
Because if you think about it for a second,
yep,
what's feeling impatience? Is being at effect, not at cause.
Yes.
Because if you are at cause, it means you are in control and you can choose. And actually, it's feasible, but we just forget about it.
Yeah.
And we slip into the effect, the other side of the equation.
Yeah.
When we think, oh, we are impatient because we think there's nothing we can do to change things. We can, but we... You see, it takes some time,
yes,
in the physical world for,
yes,
things to happen.
To take shape.
But if we are aware of our power, we are not impatient because we know we are doing something actively to change the situation. So it becomes an interesting adventure.
Okay, and that's a brilliant, brilliant lead, okay, into the adventure side of things.
Exactly.
Which is, you know, it's fantastic. We spent, you know, 41 minutes talking about this, and I'd love, there's a lot more to come. I can see that we could literally do it until midnight, and it would be so much value. But I do want to take us to the main reason why you're here, to talk about
adventure.
So you were down, you're in the slums, you had nothing, you saw, okay, I'm accepting this situation, I'm doing something, I'm taking massive action, I'm never going back there again, or you're going to be conscious of it if you're even slipping that way. Then you go to the Antarctic.
Yes. Well, okay.
Okay. Yeah. Tell us about that.
Yes. Yeah. Basically, all the crisis started in 2005.
Okay.
And then the whole legal process of divorce finished in 2007.
Okay.
No, 2006. Sorry.
Okay.
No, hang on a minute. We are in 2008. Yes. So it was last year, finished last year.
Okay, 2007.
2007, it took okay. 2 years. And what happened, it was, well, it became very acrimonious, and yep. we had two court hearings. So 30th of May 2007, second and final, eventually, court hearing. So where everything, the financial side was cleared. 3 days later, I went to a seminar and I met this adventurer from Australia. His name is Peter Bland.
Yeah. And he's a professional adventurer. That's what he does.
Yes. Okay. Well, basically, he has been to the North and South Pole.
Okay.
And now takes people to Antarctica because it's his passion. And the purpose of taking people to Antarctica is to face fears.
Fears?
Yes.
Okay.
And limiting beliefs.
Okay.
So basically, to take people to break through. So I met him, and I realized after talking to him that while I was talking to him, that actually I had in front of me somebody who was doing what I wanted to do.
What you wanted to do.
And the first time in my life, I thought, oh my God. And I thought, I have to be there.
Okay.
So I basically signed up for this expedition that would happen a year later because it was.
You have to do a lot of preparation as well.
Well, it was just plain like that. It was in March 2008, so I immediately signed up. And
2007?
It was June 2007,
okay.
And the trip would happen.
Oh, March 2008.
In March 2008.
Gotcha.
So basically, I signed up, and I never looked back, because basically I started preparing myself psychologically, well, physically, not in a massive way, but I just started running, starting, you know, doing yoga more often.
Okay.
And just to prepare, I wanted to be fit. Not that I wasn't, but I wanted to...
Yeah, up the level. Okay,
yes,
prepare.
And then I did some presentation to talk about my trip and etc. But anyway, I had 9 months before the trip in itself. So that was the adventure of my life. Well, basically, I never planned to go to Antarctica.
Yeah.
It just happened to come across to these things. And I thought...
Did things just happen?
Yes. Well, no, they don't happen.
Ah,
It was an opportunity that passing by, and I just grabbed it, basically.
Yeah.
So I thought, okay... Just to clarify, the reason why I went there was because in the meantime, while I was going through this process of crisis in my life, I came across with NLP. I trained in
NLP, Neuro-Linguistic Programming, for people that don't know what that is. Yep.
So basically, I became a master practitioner of NLP, and by then, by the end of 2006, I realized that I wanted to use NLP and other techniques that I learned on the way to help others to go through transition.
Okay,
so
yep.
When I came across with Peter Bland and I found out about this trip to Antarctica, for me, it wasn't going to Antarctica to see the penguins or the seals or the whales.
Oh, why not?
Of course. I mean, I'm a lover of nature, but... The main purpose was to go there to go through my fears even more, if there was any, I don't know. I didn't know at the time. To be able to become, to walk my talk.
Yes. Okay, good.
Because, as I was saying earlier, it's only when you have been to a place, you have experienced, sweated, and been through that, that it's easier for you to help others go through.
Yeah. Because you know all the emotional turmoil,
exactly, because
everything
you know
you've
what
gone
it means.
Through. Yeah, exactly. Okay, good.
So that was the purpose of me going to Antarctica.
Okay, so tell us a little bit about there. So how did you get there? What did you do when you got there?
Yeah.
Did you shake a penguin's hand? Tell us all about that.
Yeah. Well, basically, the format of the trip was to embark at Ushuaia, which is in Tierra del Fuego, which is the southernmost tip of South America.
Argentina,
yes. Basically, it's where all the cruise liners or any ships that sails to Antarctica,
they go through there. Okay, yeah.
From that port, basically. You have to cross the Drake Passage. The Drake Passage is the toughest and most dangerous passage.
Is this on a boat?
Bits of water, basically.
Is that where it's all icy? You have to...
Was it just the weather conditions? No. I explain you why. It's basically the bit of sea that part the South America from the Antarctic continent. And it's very rough simply because there are three major currents, because there are three oceans.
So they all meet together.
They meet together.
Have a big fight amongst
exactly,
them.
Exactly. The Atlantic Ocean.
Yeah.
The Pacific Ocean.
Yep.
And the Antarctic Sea.
Oh, wow.
So that's
and they don't get on very well.
No. So it can be very, very smooth and peaceful.
Yep.
Or it can be really tough. So I was determined anyway. I always classify myself as not a seasick person.
Okay.
So I was.
That's a good thing.
So I never considered me prone to sickness. So
yep.
That was the least things I would worry about. So I was determined just to take nothing and just, if it was rough. It would be rough. Okay, I would go through it again.
Yeah.
I went through much worse before. So for me, the direct passage was nothing. And actually it was something because on the way out was really rough.
Oh, right.
And it was an experience because it's not like being sick, like, you know, a little bit, like you cross the channel.
And you're like,
Yeah, no,
it's a long period as well,
yes,
isn't it?
Yes, it takes 2 days.
2 days.
And it was very rough. And
wow.
It was very, very painful.
Really?
I took nothing, so I experienced the whole lot.
Everything.
Yeah,
wow. Okay, we won't go into too much detail there.
No, I will spare you that.
Excellent. So tell us, so you went for this rough 2 days of...
So when you eventually arrive there, yeah. You feel like, oh, thanks God I'm here.
Yes. Absolutely. And so that's just the beginning.
That was just the beginning.
So how long was the trip in total?
In total it was, basically, it was 11 days.
Wow. So you had 9 days and you thought, well, if this is the way
but
it starts.
Yeah, exactly. Considered 2 days for the passage out, 2 days for the passage
back.
So basically you have a week there.
Right.
But as soon as you arrive there, because of the Antarctic Peninsula is a tiny little bit of the whole continent. It's huge. The Antarctic continent is like Australia and Europe put together.
Really?
It's
is it
enormous,
that big?
It's enormous, you know. So the bit we I've been to is a tiny, it's like a speck of dust.
Right.
It's
a big speck of dust, but it's a speck of dust.
Yes,
yeah.
But a speck of dust compared to the rest of the continent. And but as soon as you arrive there, you finish crossing the Drake Passage. It's very smooth. It's very calm because it's full of islands. So and the main continent kind of is a shelter.
Yes.
So the sea is not rough. So but then you have of course fantastic views.
Yes.
Fantastic landscapes.
Very cold.
It is cold. The thing is, okay, it's desolation at its best, and it's so beautiful.
Okay.
It's like something absolute, pure nature. It's like I never been, I'm a lover of nature, but I've never been to a place where you feel that it's so pristine. It's like you feel the presence of nature allowing you to be there.
Oh, wow. So you felt very, very...
You're feeling infinitely tiny and minuscule. And at the same time, that feeling so tiny and minuscule, it makes you feel so one with everything. So you become enormous.
Wow. Just to let you know, I had a message just come through and it just said, I think you're great.
Oh,
that's
thank
all
you.
It said. So that's very nice. So thank you for that message, BB. Excellent. So carry on. So
basically what happened was...
By the way, we only have 9 minutes left. The time's really flown by. But please.
But
yes, I think you will.
We did different activities. Ice climbing, kayaking, camping on the ice overnight.
Yeah.
I tell you what it was for me. The I wasn't envisaging having fears, major fear and difficulties. And... Life always knows better. Always finds
life
a way
always.
To put you
or your
in,
subconscious.
The in the corner. And I was thinking, oh, well, it would be a cruise, you know, it would be fantastic. But there would be, I couldn't really see, I'm a very adventurous, so I couldn't really see myself being afraid on an ice wall or things like that.
Yeah.
And I tell you what happened.
Go
basically,
on.
I was planning to film. And I never done that before. So before going, I bought a new camcorder, a camera as well. And I took them with me because I wanted to also interview the other members of the group, etc.
Yeah.
And the first day we were there. No, it was the second day we were already there on the Antarctic Peninsula. And it was my first day ice climbing.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, I go on land. I take with me my camcorder so I can film, etc. Take pictures as well. And we went on the land, on this bit where there was a nice ice wall to climb on.
Yep.
And we left our gear, well, our rucksack on the beach, while we were all geared up with crampons and so forth.
Yes.
And I thought, oh, shall I take my camcorder and film? And then I thought, oh, no, no, just, Gabriella, just allow yourself to have the experience for the first time.
Yes.
You will film the other time, the next time, you know. First, you have to go through your experience yourself. Then you can think of filming.
Yep.
So I left it there. While we were ice climbing, what happened was we heard a big, huge bang. And what happened was a big, huge, humongous iceberg that was not far from where we were just decided at that precise moment to sink into the sea.
Oh, that's very selfish of it.
Yes, and it sank. Everybody, including Peter Bland, the organizer, we were just shocked and mesmerized by the sheer beauty of the event.
Yes.
Because it was live. It was us there in the wilderness of Antarctica witnessing something that doesn't happen every moment, you know. It was just like gobsmacking. It was just like that moment when you feel just the silence. Of course, it was very loud, but inside I just felt the silence, the absolute silence. And the only thing I could identify was my eyes looking at this beautiful show, natural show. And what happened was we were all taken by it, and nobody realized that would have a big effect.
Yes.
Ripple effect on the water.
Of course.
Because you can imagine, you know, that the iceberg, one third of it is outside.
The rest is
two thirds, so the humongous amount is underwater.
Yeah,
so
of course.
Can you imagine that? It created a huge wave that, of course, in a few seconds reached
everything you had downstairs.
The beach we were on.
Take everything away
from
you.
So before we realized, all our rucksacks were flooded and floating away.
Oh.
So in 2 seconds, basically.
So do you think right now in the Antarctic there's a penguin walking around with your camera, filming everything?
No, well, I haven't lost it, but basically my rucksack was flooded.
It was flooded, okay.
So basically I lost the use of both my camera and camcorder.
Oh,
so
no?
I didn't, I was in complete shock because that was all my plan.
Oh.
I put so much energy but and acid and everything, and then was all taken from me, and it was... Again, life managed to find a way to put me in the corner, like when in 2005 everything collapsed around me.
Yeah.
And I couldn't move from there. Well, I could, but it was just like the little me put in the corner and obliged, compelled to face the situation.
Wow.
It was just like shocking. And I was in shock for the whole rest of the trip. I was in shock.
Now, I know one of the questions you had come through to you was, what was the most exciting moment in that whole trip? Was that it?
That was definitely it.
Yeah, that was a pretty exciting moment.
And, yes. And the question was, what were you thinking at the time?
Well, at the time.
To be honest, when that was happening, I wasn't thinking. As I was saying, I think the only thing I recollected was just I could identify just with my eyes, again, being an observer.
Being
the moment, being the observer, and look at what was going on.
Yeah.
Completely forgetting about me, my body, whatever was around me. It was just that thing. It was like being completely present in that precise moment. And
wow.
And not even realizing what is happening, because you, when you are in the moment, you are just it.
Yes.
And I say it because it's the possibly best word you can use. It. It's not feminine. It's not masculine. It's all.
It's there. Okay. Now, because we've only got 4 minutes left, and I'm sure there's so much to tell, what I would like you to do is tell everyone that's listening out there how they can find out more about your expedition. If people want to email you questions, because you're a woman of amazing strength, amazing experience, and I know there's listeners out there who would like to ask you some questions. I'm not sure what they'll be. I can't guarantee what they'll ask you. Okay, someone can say, hey, you sound so sexy. You want to come out on a drink? No, I'm joking. You know, but you have a website that's under construction.
Yes.
But if right now you don't expose that, how would you like people to get in touch with you?
Yes, my website is under construction.
Okay,
but I am under construction, and I'm proud of it.
Okay, good.
It's called flyinginspiration.co.uk.
Okay, and that's flying and inspiration, all lowercase.
Yes,
.co.uk. We'll say that again, guys. Flying, as to fly, flyinginspiration, www.inspiredbyhope.co.uk.
So, and on the site, there's a bit a short profile about me. I will build it little by little. I'm a work in progress.
Are we all
and you can actually contact me through the website. There's a page where you can put the message and all the details. But otherwise, the email is Gabriella, G-A-B-R-I-E-L-L-A, at flyinspiration.co.uk.
Okay, do you want to repeat that one more time?
Cause yes. It's Gabriella at flyinspiration.co.uk.
Wow. That an hour's just not enough to spend with you. So I'd like to invite you back in a few months. And to come back on this show, and we can carry on, because I feel you have so much to tell, so much to give. And I know there's some people that have been emailing today, and, you know, we've been discussing cause and effect and the reasons why we don't take action. And there's also someone that emailed me today. I was very touched by her email, who told me she's stuck in a situation where she feels she's powerless. So very quickly, what would you say to that person?
I would say, please keep in touch, get in touch. I will help you. I mean, my purpose in life is to help people to go through transition and big struggle. I've been myself, so I know at the time, if I had had the tools I have now,
yes,
I wouldn't have struggled that much. So I'm so thankful that it happened, because now I'll be able to help others. To do that. So you can get in touch through the website, and then we take it from there, really.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so, so much for coming in today. I can't tell you how much you've added, how much you've done for everyone out there. And I look forward to meeting you and seeing you again.
Thank you very soon.
And we can carry on talking about all these layers, because I think we've only touched on the iceberg.
Exactly.
The tip of the iceberg.
Excellent.
You see, we've only touched on that. So I'm here every Saturday night, Inspire Nation, between 8 and 10. You've been listening to Elliot Kelly on Inspire Nation. I've had Gabriella here, who's been talking about her voyage to Antarctica. And she will be back, because I want to hear more. Okay, thank you very much for tuning in. This has been Elliot K on Inspire Nation on PlayVibes.com. As I said, I want you also to commit to listening to two other shows. There's so many talented people here. There's so many shows that you could listen to. Make PlayVibes your number one station, because it is. Have a great, great Saturday. And I look forward to seeing you or hearing you soon. Have a great week ahead.
I never knew that everything was falling through, that everyone I knew was waiting on a cue to turn and run when all I needed was the truth. But that's how it's got to be.